Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lake. And did you request a supervisor?
Yes, I did.
All right. Looks like here it says that you were trying to account, but they couldn't find an account for you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if we can pull it up. What's your zip code?
02910.
All right. What's your first and last name?
Anthony is my first name. My last name is Thigpen with a T. T as in Thomas, H, I, G as in girl, P as in Paul, E as in East, N as in Nancy.
Okay. Don't see it. Is this the number you're calling from? Is that your best contact phone number?
Yes, 401-954-2812.
And what are you trying to cancel out today?
So, I had placed an order for a spy cam or something like that. And it was supposed to charge me, it did charge me $695. But then I said, let me just see if they're only charging me $695 for this, just doing the survey and getting the free gift. So, when I read the terms and the conditions, I noticed that I'm going to be charged $59 every month. I didn't sign up for that. I was only thinking that I was, after doing a survey, you get a free gift. So I'm like, nah, let me cancel this now. So I'm trying to cancel, which is I have two emails from this company. I also looked on my mobile bank and seen that it charged my bank already. So I don't understand, and I have a receipt. So I don't see how it's, you guys can't find their account.
Yeah, let me check and see if we even have them. You said a spy cam was what you signed up for.
Yeah, but my problem is, how is it you guys, if this is the number that is telling me to call, I have an order number. I don't understand. I have emails from this, so why aren't you guys finding my account to be able to cancel it?
I mean, just because they put the number in there, that doesn't necessarily mean it's the right company. Sometimes they put the wrong number on the bill. Can you give me the order number that you have?
The order number that I have is 71 D as in dog, 6 A as in alpha, D as in dog, 2 A as in alpha, B as in boy, F as in Frank.
And that's the number they gave you? Because the number, if you had a cancellation number, he wouldn't have letters in it, it would just be numbers.
It's not a cancel, it's an order number. This is the order number that they gave you.
Yes. But I mean, it would be your cancellation number if it was canceled. It's the same thing. But no, that's not going to be correct. It would just have numbers in it, not letters.
So, I don't understand, how is it that it doesn't have any letters? This is the receipt. Thank you. Your order is processing. Your receipt email is on its way, which is I received.
Correct. Yeah, because for this spy camera, all the cancellation numbers, they just have numbers in it. They don't have letters.
I'm trying to cancel it. This is the order number that I just gave you, not the cancellation number.
Okay. The reason why the order number that you have, once you cancel that, that becomes your cancellation number. So that's why I keep saying that.
Okay, so I don't understand. So am I being fraud? Like, did I just get frauded or something? Like,
I'm
is
not
this?
Sure. Like I said, but you're just not playing up for us. So you need to call your
say that again.
I said, I'm not sure. You just need to call your card holder, let them know that you've called the number. We can't pull up anything for you, so you'll have to handle it with them.
I don't understand how this phone, you guys is in the on the receipt and in the terms and conditions, but you guys don't know nothing about this.
No, it's not playing up your information unless you want to provide your card number. And did she get your card number?
I gave her the last four of my card number.
Well, she can't play it by that. She has to have the first 16 and the last.
I'm not giving you guys no more of my information.
All right, well, if you don't, I can understand why you're not wanting to provide it, but otherwise, it's saying you don't have an account, so we can't pull up anything for you.